not Monday Night Football, but it's still the Giants, Dallas and New York, this Sunday at noon at Texas Stadium. Our Cowboys countdown to kickoff pregame show begins at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:12 is the time. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are joined tonight by the remainder of the crew. The Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott on hand with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. We'll have the concert calendar coming up here in just a bit. But first, we have some tickets to give away.
Yep. Woo! Final day, Stars tickets. We didn't do this yesterday, so we're going to do two sets today. We have tickets for two games. The Ken Hitchcock game, the Flyers, December 29th, and the Sharks game on January 30th. These are a pair of tickets to each game, $115 face value tickets. Now, seats are limited. Call 214-GO-STARS for tickets, and if you buy tickets to the Flyers game on the 29th, you get free tickets to the Sharks game on January 30th. And we're going to do this by playing a drop sometime between now and the end of the show. The first two callers to call in on the one ball line. You shut up for 5 seconds. Just shut up.
Why does he treat me that way?
Snake. What do you mean drop? Man, what do you mean drop?
Really? Continue. Right through it.
We're going to play a drop. You will hear this drop. You call the one ball line, 214-787.
Which one?
Mic off. Now. I'm not kidding.
Go ahead. Sound like you reminded
when you hear the
shut up.
When you hear the mother effing drop, call in on the one ball line, 214-787-1225.
I do whoa.
And this is drop.
Son of a bitch!
So when you hear that. Unfortunately placed sometime between now and 7 o'clock. Call in on the one ball line and you'll win. First two callers.
Hey, Danny.
Thank you, Stars.
Yes, thank you, Stars.
What's a drop?
It is 6:14, Grego. And if it's 6:14,
you
that can mean
do
one
this?
Thing and one thing only, that being that it's time for...
I don't want to do this.
Yes.
I hate giving away tickets, and then you guys make it worse.
We temporarily suspend any and all telephone operations.
Pricks, all of
and
you.
And turn our attention now to missives and communiques received via the miracle of the facsimile machine.
I am the weary duck.
This is brought to you by...
Not Mexican.
Nobody.
I had to worry.
All right, here's one.
I have to worry, ducks.
There once was a P1 caller who entertained the masses with his stories of confronting rebellious little boys. His stories would always end something like this. Son, what is your name? The little boy looked straight at me with his little squinting eyes and said, my name is Bob Nepper. Whatever happened to the half-assed novelist? The world was a better place when he was contributing to the presentation. Until next time, this is Puerto Rican Rick signing out.
I'll tell you what happened to him. He got married and had a kid. End of story.
He's right, though.
I love the half-assed novelist. And he's welcome on this show anytime.
Here's one from the Gen X maestro. Hardline proper and peripherals.
That would be us
and y'all. I sent a building-wide email to my fellow educationists, those are teachers, with the simple message, caught a snake. I was curious and wanted to take inventory of fellow ticket heads, snake. Ticket chicks, those whom I can trust, and those that were not yet initiated. Because, as we all know, be great or small, everyone's road will eventually lead to the nurturing bosom of the little ticket. Within minutes, I was flooded with caught a snake replies. In the hallways, nary a day goes by that caught a snake isn't heard in the distance. I, for one, am used to hearing my surrogate name snake. From students so many times a day that I nearly pass out from attention request overload. My sympathies to Corby and the crap he has to go through each day.
Thank you.
When anyone recognizes his venomous face, and or smell.
Don't feel sorry.
Snake.
Do it.
On a lighter note, I sent a second email to the initiated translated into ticket speak. Once again, I was flooded with like-minded emails making reference to everything from sticky kitten blood pants to the common man. The most shocking email of all came when a higher-up responded to my second email, signing off with, "Stay hard." I truly believe we have an untapped brotherhood out there. May I suggest that the next time you, the listener, are in a grocery store, sporting event, or stuck in traffic, simply call out, "Caught a snake," start a herd of Giorgios, or call out for a hazmat uniform and see what happens. As long as you listen to the ticket, I don't think you can ever be truly alone.
Oh.
My sentiments exactly, Greg.
That was a good email from a good P1. I support
your
him.
Your face.
I support that guy. Sneeze. Snuck up on me.
All right, here's one. Blank proper finger stink in Dan Paul.
Oh, my God. Huh, I guess that's.
After working at the Reiner Mansion all day, I was very tired from cleaning the pool, trimming Mike's pot plants, and washing his scrotum repeatedly with cognac. I put away my mule and ice cream cart and retired to my footsteps of my casa. I was suddenly overcome with a deep sadness that the hammer, or El Martillo, had slotted me. El Martillo is very sacred in the Mexican community. He has a William Wallace-like status in the barrios of South Dallas. There are tales of this bear-like man who can eat 10 Whataburgers in one sitting and down hot sauce, which is sacred to the Mexican by the jar. They talk about his calves the size of melons and his huge fat fingers that resemble steak fries. They talk about steak how fries. He has taken more bullets for friends than any hombre north of the Mexican border. Hopefully, the hammer will embrace the mad Mexican one day, and he can start by saying thank you the next time I change his freaking tire or grab a fajita.
I hate the Mexicans so much.
I love the Mexicans. I just think that the mad Mexican has nothing.
Mad Mexican has a lot.
He's got nothing.
If you hate him, you hate all Mexicans.
Oh, really?
Yep.
That's how it works.
Yes. Yep.
No, he's pretty good. I like the mad Mexican.
Hardline and Minions.
It'd be us, Runs.
It has occurred to me that while listening to a complete ticket broadcast day, I can't help but be reminded of just how much it and your on-air crew are similar to a typical school day. Let me illustrate. The Musers
suck balls.
Good gosh.
The Musers suck balls. These boys are sports intensive, so the setting of smelly gym lockers and dirty jock straps befits their ramblings about RBIs and players' pay scales that are important only to themselves. Their friend Gordo, a.k.a. Gordon Gould's annoying pranks, double entendre jokes, and nihilistic humor, makes him a universal choice for the first man taken out in a game of bombardment. Norm, science, or history, or any other dry subject, the mix of his authoritative bearing and missed attempts at trying to be hip will either keep you somewhat interested or bored blind. Of course, his pets, Frito and Jimmy the Saint, will obviously hang on his every word, not to mention the new kid in town named Grooves.
Groups.
Bad radio. Groups. Lunch. Groups. You only need two words to describe their showing up. Food fight. The hard line. Detention. Here they are. The devious schemer, the bully, the yuck monkey, the stoner, the outsider, and the quiet psychotic. The only reason for showing up at all is to make life for the principal a living hell by whipping their wieners out of their pockets for all to see, glorifying poop, and publicly worshiping the snake or cora for you bilingual students. Whether you hate them or secretly admire them, you'll never forget them. Big Dick Hunter does not apply since he dropped out of school years ago and was last heard from touting himself as the porn messiah. Who knows? Maybe we'll hear from him again courtesy of the 6 o'clock news and local police reports. TV Tim does not apply since he would have gone to a private school and wouldn't know what the hell we were talking about anyway.
Okay.
Hey. Not bad.
Mm.
Not bad.
No one on this show went to any private school, did they?
I did one year. One year.
I mean in the formative years.
No.
No. I whipped out my privates at school once. Does that count?
sex at school once.
Just read.
All right, here's one from Doug Sanders, not the golfer. An ode to A-Rod.
You know what? He needs to do something because he's not had much in the past couple weeks either.
Best player in baseball for Manny Ramirez. On that offer, Sox management pounces. That makes me say, Tom Hicks, go away. Your big 12-pounder is now 4 ounces. Thanks, A-Rod, for 3 last-place finishes. Your time here is truly revered. Hiding your sorriness didn't work, like Clarice Tinsley trying to hide her beard.
God.
You spent your off-season in Miami. As a community, you wouldn't even try us. I wish you the luck of another Boston newcomer. All hail the next Lynn Bias.
Ooh.
Okay.
That's dark.
Dark.
He wins.
Very dark.
He's back. Because Lynn Bias is dead.
Yes. He died?
Yep.
When?
86.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You go.
He's kind of like a rose, isn't he? Dies 3 days after he's picked.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Pretty good joke, wasn't it? Pretty good.
Have it fun.
Proper, untalented musicians and rodent-haired OU fan.
Me.
My wife and I recently took a trip to Canada. We were dining at a very high-toned restaurant and were enjoying some adult beverages. After the 3rd wine bottle, our waiter named Corey took our order. After he left, my wife giggled and said, "Hey, Corey, caught up." I, of course, replied with snake. After we stopped laughing, we got louder and louder with snake caught a snake. Until our waiter approached and asked us to stop. My wife replied with, "It wasn't us, it was a drop."
God.
You know what? That needs to stop.
We were asked to leave.
They were asked to leave?
That's what they say.
3 bottles of wine?
Good Lord. That's impressive.
Me after one.
I may drink a little wine in a minute.
All right, that is Fact Spotter for today.
That's it?
That's it. Because we have a very explosive concert calendar on the way, do we not?
Yeah, we do.
Okay. That next here on the ticket.